Pennsylvania voters will be asked this fall to decide whether to amend the state's constitution if the state House of Representatives passes Senate Bill 4. The legislation proposes giving state lawmakers ultimate authority over what's considered a charity. Charities don't pay real estate taxes, so the proposal worries leaders in communities where many properties already are untaxed. They fear more exemptions and heavier burden on taxpayers to support roads, police officers, and other public services. But as Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty reports, some lawmakers say these taxing imbalances can be addressed without battling over constitutional authority and charitable status.
Many types of nonprofits are considered charities in Pennsylvania. Museums and performing arts spaces, like the Academy of Music in Philadelphia. Then there are community service organizations, such as the YMCA, which is known for its sports and fitness programs, like the Youth Basketball League at Harrisburg's Camp Curtin Branch, along with hospitals and their satellites, like this WellSpan clinic in the city of York.
Los Angeles, no?
Public media stations, including this one, are considered charities too. The word evokes mainly positive connotations, but there's a downside for communities that host a lot of them. Here's State Representative Rob Freeman.
When you start out with a atrophied tax base, it's very tough to generate the revenue to maintain a stable municipality.
Freeman's district includes the city of Easton, where 27% of the potential tax base is exempt. The number includes property owned by charities as well as government agencies. It's more than half in Erie and in the cities of Chester and Johnstown, both with more than two decades in Pennsylvania's Act 47 Municipal Distress Program. The problem is not limited to urban areas, though. A whopping 80% of properties are exempt in the historic borough of Gettysburg, and it falls to tax-paying property owners to make it up.
You've got the county courthouse. You've got the battlefield, you've got the cemetery, the college, and the hospital.
Freeman says the state should reimburse municipalities for untaxed land, not just property owned by the Commonwealth, but all levels of government and private nonprofits. He recently reintroduced a bill that would do so with a portion of state liquor tax proceeds. Freeman first pitched this in 2007, got unanimous support in committee, and then the recession hit.
In the latter years of the Rendell administration, the governor was reluctant to let go of that $250 million that went to the general fund.
The state still needs the money, given its deficit of $1 or $2 billion or more, depending whom you ask. So is it really the time to bring this up again?
With the debate going on about Senate Bill 4, it seems timely to talk about. And once we get into a position where we can divert this kind of revenue to put into those communities, you're not battling between cities and tax exempts to try and come to some sort of understanding. You're providing a real solution to fiscal stability.
Freeman has the support of his fellow Democrat Kevin Schreiber. But Schreiber's pushing a different fix that does not involve state government. He got the idea from a 1996 report commissioned by York County's business community, including now Governor Tom Wolf.
And a lot of it was dealing with municipal reform, regionalization, a lot of the stuff we've talked about in Pennsylvania for years and haven't been able to do.
Among other things, the report suggested adding 1% to the county property tax rate and giving the cash to municipalities based on their exempt land holdings. Like Freeman's bill, this initiative would face political hurdles. It's an election year for county commissioners. Matt Parlow is a law professor at Marquette University who focuses on land use and local government, and he's studied regionalization.
Even tax redistribution, if it leaves a politician open to a claim that they raise taxes, even if they lower the overall tax burden, they're unwilling to do it, even if it makes good policy sense.
The proposals also don't address the issue of whether some charitable institutions aren't really, because they're turning significant profits and should therefore pay taxes. All that aside, the need for solutions is urgent in cities with significant swaths of untaxable land. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.